1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
No one is safe here, we're all in danger. The next corridor, I see a stranger. Robbing a ransacking, I see a walking. Lock your doors now, I hear a knocking. What's it no good? What's it no good? Like a spark on wire, or a split of wood. Best intentions get misunderstood, but that motherfucker is up
to no good.
Up to no good, up to no good.
Up to no good.
Up to no good.
Old man was just telling us stories about when he was up to no good.
Oh, my God.
When
you know.
Isn't he up to no good, Frank?
I guess, always.
Hey, I was a hellion in my day.
Well, I always thought you were a lover, not a fighter.
A scullion? Well, isn't that like a little onion?
When you piss in my hallway and my little son walks through it, you know, it just irritates the living hell out of me. And I caught two guys and a dog doing it. Well, I took them all on, including
the dog.
So you
caught two guys doing it with a dog? Wait a minute. I had him up to no good. And then we're going to be playing punk rock, another sort of nasty.
That's right. I made him nasty.
And Johnny's stories, of course.
Yes. And old man there. You are. I want to make sure I understand. You are a lover, not a fighter. Though.
Oh God!
That
now,
was just a
yes.
specific incident,
yes.
right?
Yes, I definitely love Peace Woodstock.
That's
it's
right,
the hippies. You know,
it is October the 5th.
Yes, it is
2014.
Whenever you're listening to this,
we don't need dates. We might play this next year. You know?
You know what? We'll get it up there.
We'll get it up there.
Yeah, man. The first song we're going to play today is by a Philadelphia band called Circle of Shit.
Oh, that's an old band.
Oh, isn't that what brought Ajax out from Pittsburgh?
Yes. Brubaker. Yeah, Brubaker recently passed away September
rest
of 2014.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace, brother.
So it's appropriate that we're going to play some Circle of Shit right here.
And this is The Punks Are Out Tonight. Up to no good.
Forever.
Fight!
nation born. But the chains of tyranny, our liberty was won. A state of crooked empire for a life of liberty. Never forget the devil's truth, that freedom's never free. Bloodshed, toil, and tragedy.
Yummy Punk Rock Girls.
Yummy, yummy.
Dolly Rots.
Sexy by Tubby.
That is a tummy? Queers cover, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. In his tummy. What's in your tummy? Oh, yummy, yummy in your tummy.
I got love in my tummy, and I feel nice. Like I'm loving you.
All right, Johnny G.
Before that, we had our scrappy tune of the week.
Yes. Yes. Oh, boy. What was that?
Phobia.
My bowels were rumbling.
That's off their new record called Grindcore.
It was subversion till dispersion.
Sounds is like that it. Is that like 30 songs on one CD if they're all a half a minute long?
Something like that.
My bowels are rumbling.
Actually, I think there's only like 8 on that. It's just an EP. You know,
EP.
You know, probably like 8
a little
songs.
One.
Eight songs, 4 minutes, something like that.
Yeah. Shorty long, huh?
It's good stuff.
Okay. Before Phobia, we heard DDC.
Which stands for Drink and Destroy Crew.
There you go.
Got that, old man?
Oh, he's thinking about it.
Destroy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, all I can think is,
that song was called Victory.
Boy. Yeah, that's a split with a band called the Antagonizers from Atlanta. And it's on Rebel Sound, which is Brett Hull's record label.
Very cool.
There you go. Just came out.
You're learning all kinds of stuff.
Just came out, old man.
I know Sherman burnt the place down.
I bet you know this one. Mr. Yuck was before that, and that was called Up My Nose.
With the finger, I think.
Yeah. We love Mr. Yuck. Local faves.
Yeah, Ajax was on that recording, too, I believe.
Oh, yeah?
And that's why I tied it into that first song.
The first song, Circle of Shit?
Yep.
Punks are out tonight. Mr. Brubaker, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that news for his whole family and, of course, his close friends.
That was I used to love seeing Circle of Shit playing. They were always cool, man. I remember seeing them once. We were waiting for them at the show, and they come rolling up in a little car, and they come out with these giant mohawks.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of like a clown car where 13 clowns come out.
Yeah.
Without the mohawks, of course.
I was wondering how they drove with that, like with their head to the side or something like
that.
Yes,
they do. Krusty told me about that one day, that he had to drive. Krusty.
Krusty?
Yeah, he had a mohawk, and I asked him how he did. He had to drive all the way to New York with his head tilted.
Oh, that would hurt my neck. Got to have a convertible, right?
Up to no good. Up to no good.
Go. Pick the bugs out at the end of the trip.
Right. Well, that was a nice little set there, I must say.
Next up, we got a cover song. We love covers.
Oh, this is a Pig Destroyer?
Doing Negative Approach.
No.
Can't tell no one. Up to no good. Here we go.
Yeah.
I love Discharge.
What him say?
I love Discharge.
I have lots of that myself.
Oh, hear nothing, see nothing, say nothing, except that was covered by a band called Rabbits.
Rabbits?
Rabbits.
They're in the backyard. They're,
Did you get, I saw the little pellets all over the place.
Do you shoot the rabbits while you're weeding out back there, old man?
The only thing I shoot are the squirrels in our yard. The
squirrels?
Just don't shoot blanks. Anyway.
I do. All juice, no seed. You remember that now, girls.
Johnny G, you heard it here. Up to no good.
All juice, no seed.
There you go.
All right, before the rabbits, we heard the Meat Men.
Brand new Meat Men.
With Men O' Meat.
It's nice that they release a new album in the summer of 2014, you know?
That is great. It really is.
And still touring.
The big TV. I
mean? Yep. Gotta love it.
Before that, Special Duties did.
He said duties.
I said duties.
I did a duty.
His mind is in a duty today. Special Duties did.
Oh my God.
Police State?
Yeah. Jailhouse Records just reissued that album in 2014. I think that came out in 82, right? 77 and 82 was the name of the album originally.
Well, if you say so. You're also going to be for reassurance.
You don't know Special Duties?
I know all about Special Duties, but not the group.
Oh, well, there you go. Johnny.
Man. That's classic stuff.
Stop that.
Classic stuff.
I know about the band before that. It was The Faction. There's Skateboarders with Steve Caballero in the band, and that was Skate and Destroy. Was the name of that track.
Did you see them, old man, when they played Allentown?
No.
You didn't see that show?
And no.
I also missed it.
Probably being the married life, you know. I had to drop in and out between relationships.
That was like one of my first shows.
No, I did not see The Faction either, no.
It was great stuff.
Before The Faction, we had some Pig Destroyer doing Can't Tell No One.
Classic
Negative Approach cover. Before that, we were going and we heard a Nothing.
Yeah, that was the Dolly Rotts ended the one before that.
That's right. Dolly Rotts. Now, Dolly Rotts.
Aren't they, didn't they open up for the Slaughter and Dog Show?
No,
Dolly Rotts.
No,
that's Drugettes.
Yeah, Drugettes, who just happened to be next.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
How about that? The old man, he's like a fortune teller.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, my ears all
plugged
up.
And I think
up.
This song is about him. It's called Bitter Old Man.
Oh, Bitter Old Man.
Nah, he's not so bitter. He's just not so sweet either, though.
Come on, old man.
Sort of like a prune.
Number eight.
Here we go.
Got
up to no good. I'm ready.
Drugettes.
Yeah. So you got your big expensive car, your dollar, jelly and fridge. Don't you walk the streets when the hour is late? Cause the pork dukes rule okay after eight.
Right down this tunnel, this guy's
Philadelphia's doomed to obscurity.
Yes, that was. Great and that
band.
Was one
is
more war.
They cuss in that song.
We don't have to worry about that anymore.
I know. It's, you know what? I mean, I'm not like cussing for the heck of it, but man, it's so nice to play these songs like I want to hear.
What
and,
was that?
I mean,
what did you just fucking
yeah,
say?
That's
and
the,
I don't have to fucking worry about it. You heard
let
it.
Me
I don't have
put
to worry
two quarters in for that.
I used to have to spend hours editing songs to
I
do
never
one
worried
radio
about it.
Reds show.
And
did.
We still missed.
Hours. Occasionally missed, yeah.
But, and we did miss, yeah.
And I actually spent the time to clean that one up. But I got to play the
yeah,
unclean yeah. version this time.
And what was great, when you weren't there, I'd grab some of your CDs that you burned from me and think that they're clean.
Clean,
and
I mean,
yeah, bam, there it was.
Wrong.
Like, it was great.
Thinking wrong.
You know, there you go, thinking again.
All right, before
I leave that for you guys.
Doom to Obscurity, we heard...
I don't know what you hear.
Get mad?
Offenders.
Yes, we did, the Offenders.
I'm offended
and
by
Frank's
that.
And Frank's in the Offenders.
I did, didn't you?
Not too many people did.
I'm telling you.
On Front Street and Caddy, I believe. Is
I
that,
think
was
so
that the street
too.
That's
yes.
on? What's the name, what was the name of the club back then?
I think it was Caddyshack.
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 Same
that's
place,
Black
Flag. Flag.
Black
yeah.
Flag.
Caddyshack.
Play. Yep. 999.
That was the same week as Black Flag, I believe, and that's why there was only like me and seven other people.
I was
the
there.
Offenders. Were you at the Offenders?
Yeah.
And Frightwig. Did they play?
Yeah,
they were on
they
the bill.
Sure. Yeah.
You that were was... out back talking to somebody, weren't you?
I actually have the flyer, but
I was
wasn't
frightened
at the show.
By the wigs.
I can tell you that.
Yeah, you know yeah. it.
All right, before the Offenders there, we had a little bit of...
Why Die?
Why Die, but John
As
says...
YDI.
Yeah, YDI.
YDI.
From Philadelphia.
Another Philadelphia band.
Song was called 1983. Before
that's
that...
the first year I saw them, 1983. No, it was before then.
Probably. That's probably 82. When I first saw
82.
Before Why Die, we had a little bit of the... Man,
you got
to
start writing
that?
These down, man.
Ah, geez. You know, it ain't working for me.
Cause
God,
for
I
alarm.
Feel good about my
cause
list.
Cause for alarm.
Stand as one. Before that, then, we had our buddy from the Murder Junkies.
Oh, the Village of Weed.
Yeah, Sonny Joe Harlan, the guitar player for Murder Junkies, his new band, new album.
That's what I do in the backyard here,
yeah,
Weed the Ville.
Yeah, you've Weed the Ville. The song's called I Wouldn't Lie. Before that, Dead End Drive with a song called Planet Zero.
That would be great. Yeah, I haven't heard them in a while. They'll be playing soon, though.
October the 24th with the Pork Dukes.
No.
And actually, that's supposedly, as the flyer says... Dead End Drive's final show.
Oh, no.
Bummer. Oh. I like
but
Dead
it's
End Drive.
Amber Griss's reunion show, so I don't know if there's something going on there, but Pork Dukes, that's a nice way to go out, opening up for the Pork Dukes.
Yeah. And also, rest in peace, Mad Dog.
Yeah, right? Mad Dog Surrender's done, too.
Rest
wow.
in peace,
this
boys.
Week.
We missed wow. you already.
It was a surprise to me because I read it on that Facebook, on that interweb thing.
I don't know what
and
you're
I was
talking
like,
about.
Really?
I know what Facebook is.
Come on.
So.
That's
I say F you all. Oh, wait up. Wait up. The Pork Dukes, though, you know, when they first came over, they came here.
Yeah.
To this bar.
They were here.
They thought that this was the club they were playing.
Oh, well, this place does look like a club, man.
It is. Well, geez, it could be a skate
I remember
park,
Vilos, or was it the other? Horrendous. Passed out on the sofa.
Oh,
thanks
geez.
To,
you could sell that on the internet for $100.
What, this red couch right here?
Yeah, that one right here.
Was it red before then?
Yeah, it was actually turned the other way.
It was yellow in certain spots afterwards.
So wait, the Pork Dukes came here thinking this was...
Yeah, they came to the back door with their pig masks on.
Really?
Scared the crap out of my kids because they were very young. They came with their pig masks on, came through the back door. Mark Hale.
Yeah.
All right, and
I know
came down to the bar... And they thought that this was the club.
Okay.
No,
this is how it is in England.
This was like the pit stop before the show.
Yeah.
No, wait.
They first came over.
So, wait, you're saying they passed out before they got to the show then?
Well, they didn't play that night because they were here most of the night.
Oh, passed out
from what I remember.
Sleeping.
Yeah, they kind of got tired while they were here.
Oh. It's a long flight from England.
Yeah.
This guy's Johnny.
The pigs can fly, right?
Yeah. There you have it.
There you go.
And we did read down that whole set, I believe.
Well, we didn't actually discuss that. We did play the Pork Dukes there.
Yes.
Dirty Boys.
And they're going to be all over the place. Jabberjaws, the American Legion, and Caddy. And,
that's true.
But we'll talk about that.
When?
When? Now?
Well, sometime between this.
Hey, listen, we're talking about
then.
It right now. The 24th of October in 2014, in case somebody's listened to this radio show in like 2020.
There you go.
Maybe. If you are listening in 2020, you missed the show on October the 24th, 2014.
But you can listen to it again.
And let's see here. On the that would be Sunday the 26th. Of October is when they're playing at the Caddy Legion.
And if you bring two items, like two cans of food, it's $10 at the door.
And I can tell you about that Legion show. If you go there earlier in the morning, in the afternoon, they're having breakfast there. It's the best breakfast
ever. Yes,
it
is.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, so that's
put it on.
Every month they do it.
We were just there last weekend. Awesome.
They should have the Pork Dukes play during breakfast.
Oh, well, that might be hard to digest.
Like, making
bacon?
Bacon. The Pork Dukes are going to make the bacon.
That's different bacon, I think, though.
Is it? Are they really having
breakfast
before? You don't know what goes on behind closed doors in a league.
And the show starts early. I believe it's a 4 o'clock show. So,
that'd be great.
Right after breakfast.
Breakfast.
Let your food digest. And then go jump up and down with the Pork Dukes.
Go to have a few, take a nap, come down to the show.
Dirty boys.
Dirty boys, yeah.
All right, what's next? What are we playing next? Do you even know?
Well, I have no idea, honestly.
Yeah, number, we're playing Ill Repute. It's going out to Old Man Ron, who I saw at the Punk Rock Picnic for the first time in like 20 years. So he was asking me if I would play some Ill Repute this week, and sure enough, we will. And if you have a request...
Nardcore.
Yes, Nardcore.
Oh, my
gosh. We've had a bunch of requests lately. People have either been seeing us in person and we'll play them.
Yes.
Or you could, like, email us or just visit us on the blog, www.frankfoe.blogspot.com.
Did you get that? Lead-in.
Go check that out.
Here's Ill Repute. Fuck with my head.
Right now.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about...
Keep going on, it happens to you.
It happened to me. All of us go through it. Take it all in stride. Always rearranging life, a funny thing. Things all around us change us every day.
He'll be able to take that out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
of you. This is a message just for you. Coast to coast, they're my friends.
I didn't play that just because of the obscenities, by
the way. Oh, come on, Frank.
Nah,
it's
not
a good
you.
Song in the first place, but, you know.
It was called The Crew.
Yes, it was.
And it was by
the Antagonizers ATL, which stands for Atlanta. The old man's old hometown.
Atlanta?
Oh, my God, Atlanta.
And like I said, that's
I lived out of the streets, yeah, pissed $5 for a cup of urine for the methadone clinic. I was the only clean one of the group.
No.
Oh,
in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, I was a squatter there when I was 19 years
what
old.
What street?
We lived right off of Peachtree Road, but in Chamblee. I used to have to hitchhike in from Chamblee into beautiful downtown Atlanta. We were so broke that when someone had a hamburger, you know, like a burger joint, I'd be standing there in main drag looking at them eat a hamburger, and they go to the bathroom. I'd run in there and grab their hamburger and run out to eat. Honest to God.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah, living in a squat, man. Had the stove hooked up to a propane tank.
And this was in the 40s?
It felt like it, man. Let me tell you, it was during the wintertime.
Johnny
Gennaro. Dressed for it.
I wasn't talking about the temperature. I was talking about the year.
He's been up to no
good
for
a
long time.
I've survived. I'm really surprised I survived.
I know. You've got more stories than I could ever even dream up, man.
I forgot more than most people have.
You've lived it all, brother.
Right. And then we heard some mannequin pussy back there.
Ooh, you said pussy.
It's all right.
It's okay.
With
a song called My
anymore.
Baby.
They're from Philadelphia, on their new CD called Gypsy Pervert.
Oh.
You know a gypsy pervert or two? Don't even go there.
I won't.
Anyway,
I'm not gonna touch it. Mine is running, though.
Before the mannequin pussy, we did hear Half-Life, who
we have to
play West Caddy Playground Building.
That's true.
Yes, I seen him
was
there.
Was it at Dead Kennedy's?
Doing some things missing.
No. Oh, that was Life Sentence.
No,
they
played
Life
with
Sentence,
GBH at
yes.
that place in,
right.
on Front Street again.
Right,
in
right,
Caddy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That and that band Mannequin Pussy, we got to get them up here.
Sure.
Play a show up
oh,
here.
I'd love to interview every one of them.
Should we bring them here on the radio show?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to come?
Just breathe heavy. Shut up, bro.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Anytime there's mannequin pussy around, right?
You got to drill your own hole. I didn't say
Hey.
What did we hear before?
I don't know. I lost my chain of thought on that one.
Yeah. You heard F in control, which obviously the old man is not.
Nah.
I don't think either one of us
No. Definitely not. All right.
Before that, we had Fourth Right with Going On.
That was Frank Foe on guitar.
Yes, that was me on guitar. And that was also Dave on bass and singing that song, who just you know, was in Mad Dog Surrender, but isn't anymore. So, you know.
Dave Constraint, I call him.
Yeah, Dave Constraint or Dave Mugface or
Dave cool.
Strychnine and
Dave cool.
Mad Dog, whoever you want to
always call him
Dave.
Dave Constraint.
Dave Constraint. That's where it all started. Hardcore
right.
Lehigh Valley, man.
Yeah, definitely.
CBGBs.
Absolutely, man. And what was before that? Number 20 was, Use Your Head. Uniform Choice was before that.
Yes.
And started off that set with Ill Repute.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Which went out to Ron, did you say?
Yeah, I went out to Ron.
And that was Fuck With My Head.
There it is.
Oxnard.
We wouldn't do that to Nardcore. You people.
We're going to end up this particular podcast with a band called Pleased Youth, who are from Jersey and are playing a show November 15th, 2014. The song is called Life on an Edge. But first, do you have number 29?
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, come on.
Hold on. Anyway, Pleased Youth is playing a song, a show with Bodies in Panic. They're also playing with Bedlam, and that's at the Court Tavern there in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh, man.
Are you okay, man? What are you doing over there?
He's doing a generic.
Generic.
See, they put themselves at risk. I'm sitting here by myself, away from the equipment. That's what it's all about, brothers.
I'm going to kick you in the nuts, touch asshole. Nothing.
Oh, my God, my nuts. Who's going to? You know what? The tube fella.
I'm going to kick you in the nuts, asshole.
Oh, my God.
That's for Johnny Generic.
How the hell did that yo?
I'm going to kick you in the nuts, asshole.
Oh, my
up to
God.
No good. Up to no good.
Everyone knows now.
I'm going to kick you in the nuts, asshole.